on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
It's Friday. Thanks for joining us for another heritage update from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve Wood joins us again. Genevieve, welcome into the broadcast.
It's a pleasure, as always, to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, sure do appreciate all that Heritage Foundation does. And by the way, our listeners can find the work that they're doing at heritage.org. And almost every week, Genevieve, you and I find stories that have been put together by the Heritage Foundation on their online news outlet, the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. And today's no exception. We often on this show talk about the education issues in New Mexico, and being, you know, number 51 out of 51 is not a good thing. There's an article on today's dailysignal.com that kind of caught my attention about reading and math scores and how they're being affected because of, well, essentially distraction.
Right. That's right. I mean, and you should know, and that your listeners should know, that it's not New Mexico that's the only one having these problems, right? These are issues across the country, where you're just seeing scores plummet across the board. And in many cases, you know, you say, well, it's COVID, and there have been a number of things that have come forward. But the fact is, you know, scores are declining everywhere you look. And the question is, why is that happening? And why does it seem to be happening in places where, so we're spending more money than we ever have. We're doing more to provide what we call these equity offices and officers to try to improve scores among racial minorities. And yet those are the very students in many of those cases that are continuing to fall behind.
Yeah. And like you said, it's something that we see in New Mexico and really across the nation, which is why it's important when we have, and we won't go into detail because we've done it so many times on other broadcasts and other segments, but the content that's being covered in the referendum project here in New Mexico with laws that have been passed they're a distraction where we should be focusing on the safety of our kids and the education of our kids. And that's part of the referendum is concerned citizens and parents that see where these laws that have been passed really take the parents out of a big portion of parenting their kids.
That's right. And I mean, you know, I would encourage your listeners to take a look at the story, because we list a lot of those different areas where it's happening around the country. And, you know, we've talked previously on your show about the push primarily in public schools for the LGBTQ agenda, not just during quote unquote Pride Month in June, but all throughout the school year. And it's like they're focusing on that while children are performing more poorly and more poorly when it comes to math, when it comes to reading, the basic skills they need to, you know, further their lives. And yet, as opposed to focus on how to fix those issues, they're focusing on these outside issues and pushing, for example, the gay and lesbian and transgender agenda. And in many cases, without the support, without the knowledge of many parents. So when these numbers come out, I think a lot of parents are shocked. You know, in many cases, their kids are spending more time in school than they ever have. Like I said, we're spending more money than we ever have. Why are the actual education statistics going down? And it's because there's a lot of things going on in schools that have nothing to do with the education that many parents think should be happening, the reading, the writing, the math skills. It's more of a cultural agenda and a re-education in many cases of children that doesn't belong in our school systems. Those are the foray of you know, parents and what they want their children taught. They're not sending their kids to school to be indoctrinated with, you know, certain sexual mores and values. They're sending them to school to learn how to read and to write. And unfortunately, our schools are doing less of that and more of, I said, really trying to push their own sexual revolution in many cases, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. And I think you make a good point too, in that comment you mentioned, you know, just throwing more money at it. And we see that in New Mexico, actually, as bad as the ratings are for education in New Mexico, you know, they continue to increase the amount of money spent per student, which is like having an engine problem, and well, put more gas in the car. That'll fix, you know, you need to fix the issue, of what's happening. And, there's more than, you know, just the distraction you know, these sexual activism things replacing academics. But that's part of it. It is a distraction, and things need to be fixed. With that, we'd encourage our listener again to go to dailysignal.com to see the complete article by Tony. Is it Kinnett? Is that how you say his name?
That's right.
You can find that there at dailysignal.com. And another story we wanted to bring to the listener's attention is, I think it's is it a surprise? When we hear that the federal government is financing abortions, and actually what that means is we, without, really having a choice, are helping to fund abortions.
Yeah, and this has been a long time, debate, but also something that was actually kind of a bipartisan agreement since the mid-70s, 1976, when the Hyde Amendment was passed, that said tax dollars, federal tax dollars, will not be used to pay for abortions. And both Republicans and Democrats have supported that for many years. The vast majority of Americans, I saw even a very recent poll, said over 60% of Americans, even if they aren't opposed to abortion on every level, don't think taxpayer dollars should be used for abortion. But unfortunately, especially in the past year, since the Dobbs decision came down, you've seen the Biden administration try to find ways to really get around the law. And one of the most recent examples is what's happening at the Department of Defense, where they basically came out and said, because increasing numbers of states are limiting, placing more limits on abortions and saying, you can't do it up to the moment of birth, you're putting, time limits on them. The military has come forward and made a very political move and said, if you happen to be based in an area where, abortions are now more difficult to get, the military is going to pay for you to travel to other areas. Well, that's funding abortion. And that wasn't something that they ran through Congress. That wasn't something that anybody voted on. It was just something the Department of Defense itself decided to start doing. And Heritage has asked for records on this. We would like to see the numbers of how many times this has happened. And thus far, we've been stymied by the Department of Defense and their health agency internally. So just very recently, I think it was just last week, we actually have now filed a lawsuit against the department demanding those records. I mean, as the public has a right to know how their dollars are spent. We asked for these via a FOIA request almost a year ago, so we didn't originally file a lawsuit, but they've stymied us, and they're supposed to provide such records within 20 days. They've refused to do so, and so now we filed a lawsuit.
Well, and this, obviously a subject that our listeners, I imagine and hope, would be of concern to them, and so much appreciate organizations like the Heritage Foundation taking the DOD to task review. Look back, remember, you can't do that. Sorry.
That's right.
And one of the things our listeners can do to support what the Heritage Foundation is doing in this case is to go to heritage.org. Resources we tell you about all the time. It is a nonprofit organization, you'll find a place on the website to be supportive financially help them really in this fight for life this case continues.
No, thank you, Steve. And people should know, you can become a member of Heritage and join the fight. So a lot of people don't realize you can join a think tank or that type of organization, but we have over 500,000 members across the country who are engaged in this. And that, frankly, gives us a lot more weight when something happens, when you can say, we're not just representing the 200 people in our building, we're representing people who live in every congressional district around this country. That adds weight to it. It adds weight when we go to Congress and talk about things, when we go to the media and talk about things. So if you want to join and be a part of that, we'd love to have you.
Right. And I'm going to assume that you'll find links like that. Is there one at dailysignal.com as well?
Daily Signal. Daily Signal is the media platform, as you've rightly noted, for Heritage Foundation. You can get to either website from the other. So it's dailysignal.com, which is where we have the news articles and stories. And then heritage.org is where we house primarily our research and public policy positions.
Right. And, let me say this to the listener, for those that do watch the news and often see talking heads pop up on the screen, I don't always pay attention to there with what organization, but listen, pay a little closer attention. And believe me, it won't be long before I was watching the news this morning and someone from the Heritage Foundation popped up on the screen. They do a lot of work, provide a lot of information, and it's valuable. I would encourage our listeners to at least go to the site and make use of the resources and, you know, pray about your part in supporting the work that's being done. And Genevieve, as always, we appreciate your attention to detail and looking into these issues and keeping us informed on a weekly basis. We look forward to doing this again next Friday.
Thank you so much. It was great to be with you.
All right. We appreciate your time and stay with us every afternoon. Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock, ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.